Good morning, Jim. It's Tim Carter. Sure appreciate you holding on the phone.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Good. Well, not good with my particular door problem.
Well, it could be worse, you know. Your whole house could be falling down, you know.
That's true. Here's my dilemma. Actually, it's my daughter's door. It's an older house.
Okay.
It's a wood door in the front. But she wanted me to fix the interior part. And the interior, it looks like years and years of misuse. They've had probably years and years of varnish. And it's all mottled and cracked. And then there were a lot of dog scratches on the door. So I figured, well, I'm going to sand this down and fix it. I didn't use any kind of chemical strip. And she won't let me take the door off the hinges. That's another problem. So I started sanding away. Some of the stuff I was able to get off. Some of it I got down to the bare wood. Some I didn't. And then I decided, well, I'll just restain it. So I took the oil stain and restained it. Now, after I did that, of course, the parts that were bare wood are darker than the rest of the door. And I don't know what to do to fix it.
Yeah, okay. How old's this house?
This house was probably built in 38.
Boy, I wish you would have called me before you did this. Does your daughter have any little kids around the house?
Yeah, she's got a 10-month-old, and that's why I didn't want to do the chemicals, stripping.
You may have actually caused 100 times more damage than...
Well, I did put plastic up and everything, so it's in a cubbyhole area so that the rest of the house wouldn't get to the...
Well, that's good. Well, here, let me tell you something right now. A lot of people don't know this. Clear varnishes from older homes actually contain lead.
Great.
Yeah. And you do not, first of all, the new rule is, this goes for everybody. I've been saying this for years. In any house built prior to I'm just going to say 1970, do not sand any paint in the house or outside the house. Never.
Okay.
And don't sand any varnish. Don't do any of that. Because there's a strong possibility there's lead in that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So now I want you to go back and I want you to, if you haven't already cleaned up in that area, you know, like with a damp sponge, I want you to, you know, get every bit of dust out of that area.
Yeah, I've done that several times.
Okay.
I even did the walls where I was.
Yeah, okay.
No
more sanding. All right.
All right.
You're going to tell your daughter that it's 100 times better to chemically strip this door. You're going to chemically strip the door, and I don't know why she won't let you take it off the hinges. It's not going to hurt a thing.
Well, my wife and daughter think that I won't be able to get it back on because it's an old door.
That's
three hinges.
You tell them what I said.
Okay.
That door is coming off the hinges.
Okay.
And you're going to hopefully take it outside, and in the meantime... I mean, before you do it, you're going to just custom cut a piece of plywood, you know, to put in its place, you know. If they're worried about, you know, a transfer of air or the cat getting out or the cat getting in or whatever the deal might be.
Well, they have a screen door. They're not worried about that.
Okay, well, great. Well, then you're taking that door off the hinges today, and you're going to take it outside. You're going to put it on some sawhorses, and you're going to chemically strip that side of the door. And the whole thing should only take an hour or two, okay? And you're going to get all – that's going to take you down and get all the old finishes off, okay?
To get the stain off.
Well, then you're going to have to sand it, you know.
Okay.
It'll get a lot of that stain out of there. Then, do you have access to the internet?
Yep.
Yeah, you should go to my website and read a past column I've got about wood conditioners. It's in the painting and staining section.
Yeah, I saw that about wood conditioners.
Yeah, after you get the door sanded, you're going to put that wood conditioner on, which will level out, which is going to prevent all that blotchiness on your staining.
Okay.
It's so easy to do. You'll get professional results.
Yeah, I was reading that. Now,
you're not going to hurt a thing taking that door off the hinges. That door is going to come right off, and it's going to go right back on, and it's going to be perfect.
When I read I use a chemical strip, any particular type I use? I mean, I've seen a kind that are environmentally friendly like this.
Well, you can start with those. They come. I've got a column on the website as well about paint strippers, and they come in three different strengths.
Okay.
You know, the environmentally friendly ones, they just take a little bit longer to work. But if you've got a time problem, if you're like crunched for time, then go with the ones that have the methylene chloride, and that's the one you absolutely want to be using outside.
Right.
I mean, the fumes from that are just just horrible.
I have used that before.
Yeah, do not use that around that baby.
Anything else I need to do about the inside of the house?
No, not at all.
because I did put plastic up, and when I walked out of the plastic, I didn't feel any dust in any other place.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, that lead dust is so toxic, you can't believe it. Read my column about lead, and it's scary. I mean, okay. It's really scary.
All right.
So you tell your wife and daughter that you're taking that door off the hinges, and I said so.
Okay.
You know, play the old white hat, dark hat. Make me out to be the bad guy.
Oh, you're a good guy.
All righty.
Thanks.
Okay, good luck with it. All right, bye-bye. Now, that's a big warning to everybody. I'm serious about this. Do not, you know, you get these aggressive youngsters who buy these houses. You're like, if you've got some kids of your own who are going to buy their first house, do not let them sand old paint in a house. I'm telling you, it just cannot be done. Don't do it. When you read what lead can do to young people and even adults, you're just not going to believe it. Go to my website and read about it. It's right in the painting section. There's a whole thing there about lead paint, and it's sobering. It really is.